Thank you and good morning. The pork industry isn't the only one feeling some major pressure from the Mexican tariffs. The Washington State apple industry is also being faced with the Mexican tariff threat. Washington apple growers got the bad news regarding trade recently that Mexico was retaliating against President Trump's tariff on imported steel and aluminum with a tariff of their own.
We were advised that Mexico was going to implement a 20% tariff on U.S. apples, and that, in fact, did happen. So the industry is luckily 80% sold, so we have 20% remaining, so at least it's not effective over the entire crop, but we certainly have the balance of the crop yet to sell, and Mexico plays a very strategic role being a year-round market.
Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhover says the feeling so far among growers, for what it's worth, is positive.
Optimistically, we look forward to a quick resolution, but realistically, I think we need to make plans to ship fruit to other destinations or find a way to increase prices into Mexico.
Fryhover says the financial impact won't be certain for a while.
There really isn't any dollar figures available yet. I mean, obviously, we've only been shipping for a couple days, and arrivals probably haven't even hit the border as we speak today. But Mexico, as we stated before, is a very important market, a number one export market. So there will be financial impact for sure.
Fryhover says as their largest export market, Mexico means more than $215 million to apple producers. Washington is the nation's third-largest exporter of agricultural products, making the state an easy target as trading partners look to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs. The demand for beef is still going strong despite the current economic climate. Taking into consideration the last few days of May and into early June, Jim Robb of the Livestock Marketing Information Center says demand for beef continues to look pretty good.
Well, the drivers in the market are clearly the robust demand. We had the box beef cutout slightly weakened. That's the wholesale beef market. But we had, for the holiday shortened week, we had a very good movement during the week. So in other words, we had almost a five-day or six-day worth of movement in the holiday shortened week, which is good news. That means that there was some initial replenishing of the stocks at retail and grocery stores.
The one wild card is the uncertainty of trade access, being heavily influenced currently by political rhetoric. Our NAFTA partners have each responded with threats of retaliation to President Trump's decision to move forward on the implementation of steel and aluminum imports. Robb says that while Canada's actions so far have no real impact on beef markets, Mexico's does.
Mexico is placing very large tariffs on U.S. pork products, and Mexico is our largest pork market in the world. So, and that means that we're going to have more trouble exporting to Mexico. The prices will be higher for Mexican buyers, and that's raised a lot of concern, along with the overall rhetoric in the marketplace, where we are very dependent on exports across the board. So the beef impacts will be mostly indirect. If we don't consume the pork not sold to Mexican customers, we have to consume it in the United States.
While Robb says it's important to watch big-picture items such as trade, producers right now should be focusing on their summer management and keeping things rolling. The USDA has announced producer approval of the California Federal Milk Marketing Order. California dairy producers have approved a federal milk marketing order for the state. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the approval Thursday. The new California marketing order will be implemented October 17, 2018, with publication of the announcement of advanced prices and pricing factors, and affected parties must comply with all provisions beginning November 1, 2018. USDA says it will work over the next few months to educate handlers who will become regulated by the new marketing order. California represents more than 18% of all U.S. milk production and is currently regulated by a state milk marketing order administered by the California Department of Agriculture. Once the new federal order is established, more than 80% of the U.S. milk supply will fall under the Federal Milk Marketing Order regulatory framework. Just a reminder that this week kicks off County Fair season with Greene County and Carrollton. Starting at 8 a.m. on Friday the 15th is the FFA Livestock Show. Saturday the 16th is the 4-H Show, starting off at 8 a.m. with the Poultry Show held in the Beef Barn and the Beef and Dairy Show held in the Show Arena. Rabbits will also be shown starting at 9 a.m. in the Beef Barn. The Goat and Sheep Show will begin immediately after the Rabbit Show in the Hog and Sheep Barn. Immediately after Sheep is the Swine Show, and that will also be in the Hog and Sheep Barn. Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., the Cat Show will be held in the Extension Office. The last show of the day is the Dog Show, which will begin at 2 p.m. and will be held in the Extension Office. Sunday the 17th, the Western Horse Show will start at noon in the Riding Arena. The 4-H Auction will be held on June 18th in the Show Arena at 6 p.m. That's all the time we have on this Monday morning on the Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.